the role of the stats person, but it's become very important.
It's crucial, Liam, I suppose. I started out at doing the stats back with Billy Donnelly with the Wexford Ladies Footballers back in 2013, 2014, around that time. And it was very basic stuff at that stage. It was just pen and paper at that time. But as it went on, in the next 2 years, I'd say, I was with David Power, and we had two iPads going and an iMac on the sideline of the games, and you were feeding down data and stuff like that. So the one thing I'd say, Liam, is it's different for every manager and every coach what they look for. You're giving them the information that they want. There's no point in collating information that they don't want and keeping it simple at half time. The after game information, then you can give them the full picture of a game and stuff. The whole thing about it is to analyse the performance of the team defensively in the middle area of the field, and then offensively as well. Like, so, and what you're doing with the ball when you have it, and what you're doing when you don't have the ball, and how you're winning it back or where you turn it over. So Shane actually pulled out a stat to the Wexford footballers there recently from last year's Ulster final, where Cavan played Donegal in the final, and Cavan identified that there was no point in taking the ball into the tackle against Donegal, and you're actually better to kick the ball wide and kick it dead than to kick it back to them, because what they did was they hit you on the counter-attack and get scores off you. So to be able to identify that, like, on match day, there'll be a report in the dressing room at half-time for the manager, what he wants, and then you'll explain something to the players as well. And that's different for every manager. I worked with a guy in Westmead, like, that went very in-depth at half-time with players. We had a big whiteboard in the dressing room, and it was always done with Stephen McChain. It's very simple, but there's a couple of key things that we look for at Wexford at the minute, and you know, it's good, it's interesting. And
how many kick-outs you won and all that, those kind of stats. Is there too much stats now? I know it'll make you redundant, but can the head get filled with too much stats after all the game is 70 minutes and it's over in a flash?
When you mentioned kick-outs there, like, you could win every kick-out in the game, Liam, but the reason you won it is because the other team might be dropping off you completely, yeah, and letting you win the kick-out. And then
facing, yeah, you up,
hammering you at half time. Like, you can set up a team to counteract their kickouts. Suppose that's something that the coaches would identify. Like, they'd say, right, one of the things I found very useful, so, and it's a modern thing, I think it was actually Kieran Dealey that brought it in when he was over to London, that all the managers in the football, or all the counties in the football, are all in one big stats group where we all share your videos of all your games. So the reason is, like, years ago, if you were trying to get a video of the opposition, you might have to chase it down for 2 weeks trying to get a video. But now the matches are played on Sunday, and on Monday at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock on Monday, you'll have the video of every game that took place that weekend. We have all of Wicklow's videos, for example, from this year's league, and they have all our videos. It's just much simpler, much easier, and they're there anyway, but it just makes it much easier for everyone to get it. For the last couple of games, like, we would have went through the opposition, and you'll spot their strengths, obviously, their key players, I suppose, that you need to keep an eye on, and then the weaknesses in them too, like, where there's areas you can exploit them. You know, there's other stuff then too, like, so if you go through games, have your conversion rate would be where every time you get inside the 45, what ends up happening with the ball. Like, the targets would be to have an 80% conversion rate in a game. So every time you 80% of the time when you get inside the 45, that you get a shot away. I know in the last couple of years, like, I think last year, like, for Wexford, several games there where accuracy was the big problem. Last year against Wicklow, on one occasion, we weren't accurate with our shooting, and that's probably why we didn't win the game. Like, you know, we only lost by 3 points to them in the league last year. I know the conditions were absolutely terrible, but, you know, the accuracy, they were far more accurate. Some teams will build up a lead in your Liam, and then they'll know to sit back in the pocket and just wait for you to come at them, and they'll turn you over. They're very good at that. Wicklow, I suppose, forward to the game next weekend.
Has it killed the skill of the game? Has it destroyed the game as a spectacle because of all the information that you guys have?
A lot of that goes down to tactics. Well, Liam, Cavan winning the Ulster final last year was so exciting, but they were able to break down and spot that what Donegal wanted them to do. Like, so you try and not do what the other team wants you to do. I would agree it probably has done. Like, I remember going to the games with my father back in the 80s and stuff, and you'd have a kick out and it'd be going up. You'd have, you know, John Harrington going up to win kick outs, like, with two Kildaremen hanging over him, like, you know. But that does happen. Like, I mean, last weekend Doughty was winning lots of those kicks, so it does still happen. But teams, if they don't have a big midfielder, they let you have the kick out, so you don't have to do that.
Is there a specific program you're working on? An iPad, obviously, and you have a couple of cameras. I know Mike Corry with the Davy Fitzgerald, he's a bank of cameras, and he's able to have the game rolled off in less than half an hour after the game.
On match days, myself and one of the girls would have, we'd have the two iPads going. So one of the iPads is basically going through the stats, like the kickouts, the turnovers, the shots at goal, the freeze won, the freeze conceded marks, all that kind of thing. And then the other one then is tagging each individual player. At the end of the game, if players wanted, all their clips of the game are there. Every time they touch the ball is there, like, so they can have that, like, and the manager can have it if he needs as well. Within an hour of the game, they would watch every kickout that Wexford had in every game and Wicklow had and whatever, you know, you can go back on all that stuff. It's important. It's crucial, and it's good way to look back at the game. But then sometimes managers, like, then I've given Shane an app now as well. So we use an app called Dartfish is what we're using. It's one of a multitude of packages that are out there at the minute, and that's used to break down the game. But set the manager up like where he can go through it, he can watch the game himself, and as he's going through the game, he can press a button and say to record for 30 seconds. Something that he might spot that mightn't necessarily be a stat. He might spot a player that's only kicks the ball with his left foot or something, or he makes a mistake every time he turns one way and he gets turned like or something like that. Like, so he can hit a button and it'll just pick that off from as well. Very, very simple, Olheim. Years ago, you would have had editing clips and watch through a match and try and edit a clip and save it. And
take forever.
It take forever. Like, when I started doing stats, your man said, look, when you started uploading the videos, that was your chance. You start uploading your video, then you have your dinner, he said, and then come back and it'll be uploaded by the time your dinner's done. But now, like, the size of the files are much better. Broadband speeds and all that has to change as well. Like this year's was, well, we use a drone at some of our games and some of our training sessions, and it gives you a completely different perspective. Like there's the, I see, you know, last weekend, Sligo had cameras behind both goals last weekend. And
they'll have learned a lot from that.
Well, you would imagine so. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but that's the sort of view that, and you can see much more from that aerial view. Like you can see where runs are being made, and if players, teams are going up the middle of the field and teams are going wide, can identify all those things for you, Liam.
The spectator, I think, is a bit sceptical about it, or punter in the street. If you win, fine, it's working. If you don't, just go out and play the bloody game like they did years ago. The real skillful players, say if Matty Ford was still playing, you don't have to give them much stats.
No, you don't, no. But you could probably, like, he's going to be fouled, or if Matty, you know, if there's somebody marking Matty Ford, their objective is not to let him get the ball, and it's out. But where teams would work then is focus on how is the ball getting to Matty Ford, and how do you stop it getting to him? Like, is it being carried in towards him, or is it being kicked in towards him? And is it always coming on a left-footed pass going into him? And who's the player that most time delivers the ball? So that's where you could benefit from the stats. Like, you know, if you're watching a match on television, we're watching the Euros tonight, whatever, a stat will pop up in the bottom of the screen there every so often, and you'll think to yourself, they've had 80% of the possession and they're losing 2-0. Like, I mean, Scotland played a game last week and they had something like 20 shots on goal and lost 2-0. Like, as I said, there's little things like the accuracy would be one key one. There's proficiency is another one, Liam, is your shots to possessions, like, and how many scores you get per possession. That's a crucial one for
as a manager, I think that's the one I'd be interested in. Many chances did you create and what was the conversion rate? But going to keep improving, you know, you're going to have analysis. It's part of the modern game, no matter what the sport is, Noel.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, for an individual athlete, like, just take someone like Phil Healy. You know, you can be damn sure that she watches back videos of her runs and what her takeoff is like and what her stride is like and running pattern. Like, for handballers, the same thing. I did my thesis at a point-winning shot in handball back in some US Open, and I was able to identify, like, that Paul Brady's go-to shot was his serve, like, was where he made the most of his points from. So you would think it was a kill shot or whatever, but and actually serving the ball to a player on the right-hand side of the court, which would be their strong hands, that was his best serve because he was able to crack it off the bottom of the wall, as they say. So any sport on television, the Hawkeye, that's basically, you know, it's all use of videos as well. Like, so same with snooker, to replace the ball on the table, how to do it, to look at a camera as well. So the thing is not to get too bogged down. Players can understand it and the manager can understand it, because if you're putting up a load of stats like that, people don't understand. Managers and players can get very frustrated with it. And a player could have run 10 kilometres in a match and he might have scored 1.5 or 1.6, and then you could produce stats in front of him that he doesn't understand, like that he might have given away the ball 6 or 7 times. Some teams will, you know, they have players that they can become colour-coded in a game. So if a player, every time he does something good, it's a green tag, and then he does something bad, it becomes red, so he might go into amber, and then player could go into red, like, and he could be after running 10 kilometres, as I said, in the game. If he's not doing good things with the ball, then he'll be shipped to the sideline, and they can explain to him why you were taken off. I suppose that's good too, like, for players, like, that get taken off in games or brought on in games, like, you're going in, this is your job to do so.
Well, I don't think you'll be out of a job, Noel. The stats people won't be out of a job. Nice to get a little bit of insight into it, Noel, and thanks for your time.
No worries, thanks, Liam.